The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
It's familiar, but not too familiar, but not too not familiar. It's a new craze. Angry girls, do you wanna just say, hey, I wanna? Just say, hey, I wanna.
Ladies and gentlemen, as promised, in like, I think it was a deep cut. That would be like episode 38, I think. It was back there.
No, it was like episode like 3.
It was like episode negative 8. We have, as promised, the godfather of deep singing rock music. I was, it's soul, I guess. It's soulful. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Waits.
Hey, everybody. Really, really nice to be here. Thank you.
Now, Tom.
Yeah.
How the fuck did you hear about this show? Because you're like super famous and busy all the time.
Right. Well, when I was playing the role of the engineer in a film called The Book of Eli with Mr. Denzel Washington, he said
a fellow deep voicer,
another deep voice fellow. He said to me, "There's going to be a podcast that's going to start in a few months, and you are really going to want to get into it."
Well, let's explain, because before we did this as an independent venture, we tried to get it greenlit at Denzel Washington's independent film studio.
The movies of Eli.
It's just called Denzel.
Denzel. Right. And he said, "Justin, there's going to be an advice show for the modern era." Mm-hmm. There's going to be three brothers, basically. They're going to take people's questions, and they're going to turn them into wisdom. Mm-hmm. Said it'll be like alchemy, and I said that's a good line. You should send it to him.
Yeah. Everything we say on this show, if you think it's funny, just send a thank you letter to Denzel Washington.
He said it was,
which you should be doing anyways.
Yeah,
you should. Yeah, just to tell him that you appreciate him.
Thomas, can we get maybe a few bars of your favorite song that you did?
You have any requests in particular?
How about the moon and the devil and the whiskey bottle makes three.
Okay, here we go. I see you tonight on a downtown train.
It's good.
Every night is just the same. Mm-hmm. On a downtown train.
That's good.
That was beautiful.
Thanks.
God, Tom, soulful.
You've still got it. And by it, I mean just like upsettingly, like the devil's voice. You basically have the devil's voice, but you still have it.
Well, thanks. It's a kind of love it or hate it type thing. A critic by the name of Daniel Dershowitz once said it sounded like it was soaked in Nevada bourbon, left hanging in the smokehouse for a few months, and then taken outside and run over with a car. So it's, that's a good one. Good line, I always thought.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
April Fools. You guys got I know you all were waiting for our goof and our spoof, and this was it.
What do you mean?
You're not really Tom Waits.
I sound like Tom Waits.
You do. But you're not the person that you sound like.
Right.
To make it clear, though, that was a goof of necessity.
Really, Mother Necessity is the inventor of all good goofs and spoofs.
Mm-hmm. Electricity was originally a goof.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Spoof.
Gotcha. He wanted to shock somebody in the tuchus.
Hold this kite with your butt.
Hold this kite. Bzzz, pranked him.
Hold this butt kite. I'm going to shock you in the tuchus. Put this key in your anus. I'm going to shock you.
Key in your butt for science. Justin, what happened to you? Because it does sound like your voice got hit by a car.
I got a cold. Like, it happens. I'm human. No one gave me the advice not to get a cold. That's one of the hazards of having your own show. Mm. You guys, though, I got to tell you guys, you're lucky. You caught me this early to record, because as soon as this show's over, I am going to take a bunch of Dexter, I'm a Thor fan. I'm going to get really high.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to watch Twin Peaks just in like a marathon.
Don't do that.
The original idea that I had was instead of being Tom Waits, I wanted to be the weird dwarf. We live in a land filled with music.
Well, that's been a great that's been a dream of yours for a long time, hasn't it? Like, you've been wanting to do that for a while now.
This is my cousin. She looks like Gloria Ballmer.
Can I be the log lady?
Yeah,
you be the log lady. As long as we're cosplay.
Hey, what's up, everybody? 1989. Represent. Reagan did a great job, I thought. I hope this dude works out.
Just came out on Netflix Instant Queue. So that means it basically just came out.
Finally, people can see Twin Peaks. We weren't old enough to watch it the first time. Hey, let's answer some questions. What do you think?
Okay.
All right.
Get balls deep. Oh. Griffin, I'm going to ask that you take over the question asking for this show just to preserve what's left of my dainty pipes.
Okay. People are going to learn that I'm not a good, like, the strongest reader.
You know, fuck them. I could maybe read a couple.
No, oh, Travis. Shit.
All right, Travis, go ahead. No. Travis is right. He should.
All right.
Okay.
Kill it.
Brothers, there's this nice bike.
Nope. Stop.
No.
So close.
It's your inflection.
Thank you for the opportunity.
You sound like you're talking down to the question.
Well, okay, then you do it.
I want you to really just give it your all. I want you to do it. I just want you to do it. Not shitty.
Brothers, there's this nice bike that's been changed to a pole by my job since October. It's remained unmoved through several snowstorms, hail, rain, and all other bad weather. I want it. I haven't seen any signs of an owner, and I even left my forwarding address on the seat, but got no response. Would it be terrible if I just clipped the chain and outright took it? It's starting to rust. And that comes from the Urban Robin Hood.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't come from Urban Robin Hood. Robin Hood didn't steal from the missing and keep for himself. You are kidding yourself.
I steal from the absent and keep it.
And give to the me. Why do you want a bike, dog?
Hey, what's up? Public transit not good enough for you?
Yeah.
A bus?
I think that this is like an age. I have this problem all the time when I'm like stuck at a really lengthy red light and there's no one around. There's no other cars. In no way is this threatening a traffic accident. And I'm like, I could just go. This isn't going to bother anyone.
This is a victimless crime.
Yeah.
Is what you're saying. Except for the victim of the guy who has the bike.
It has been months. It's been sitting there since October.
Yeah. Oh, since October?
Yeah.
Now it's just an eyesore.
Yeah.
Is it possible that this is an art installation? You have to be so careful these days.
So careful these days.
Half of the things you see on the street are art installations.
And yeah. I think there's an equally good chance it's an angel test.
Oh, my God. Half of the things you see on the street are art installations. The other half, angel tests. They don't ever meet.
If they meet, the world will end.
That's true.
I think that if you want the bike and you're going to put it to good use, take it. Just chain like a note that says like, I'm sorry, I stole your shit.
I owe you one bike.
Here's where the bike is. Come get it.
Did somebody park it there? Maybe somebody had a few drinks. They were riding their bike. Is that legal? I think you can operate a bike as long as it doesn't have a motor on it, right?
Okay.
Anyway, they're drunk. Well, I'm biking. There's Denny's workplace. I'm going to chain it up right there and walk the rest of the way home. Wakes up the next morning. Dude, where's my bike? I don't know.
Hey, why don't you take the bike but put an ad on Craigslist that says, I got your bike.
Got your bike.
If you want it, come talk to me about it. Run, tell that. Come tell me about your bike, and if your bike matches this bike, I'll give you this bike.
It is covered in decals now, but you can have it back.
It's tricked out, and I took it off some ramps, so just keep that in mind.
I hope you like snakes.
It's now used to adrenaline. Your bike is hooked on adrenaline. I hooked your bike on dread because I've been taking it off so many ramps and half pipes.
That's an old, wise bike. I feel bad for that bike. Bikes aren't... A bike chained to a pole is safe, but that's not what bikes are for. They're for sweet ramps and sweet snake decals.
Yep. And deliveries.
Man, I want a bike.
Yeah, I'll get you one. Don't worry.
This next question comes from Miss Molly May 12.
At that Twitter. Was good. You'll and, find it.
Yeah. And the question is, how do you act around a guy friend who you just rejected?
Absent. You act like you're not around him.
See, I'm going to say victorious.
Whoa.
Really? Really? Yeah. His face in it.
You wear his shame like some sort of belt. Like some sort of championship belt. You've bested him in the field of love.
Yeah, in the game of love, he basically forfeited. Like, that was the equivalent of, like, killing him with the first strike before he even really got a couple swings in.
It's his fault because he fucked up because he read the situation so bad. It's Miss Molly May, she gave me half of her snack pack the other day. Snack pack?
Yeah.
She gave me half of it, and it was good. So she must love me. Like, she must love me. There's no doubt about that. She gave me half of her Neapolitan ice cream sandwich. So, like, she's down to fuck. I know this. I know this thing.
That is actually a good tip. If you could stop doing whatever slutty thing made him think you were a DTF, that would probably help.
Is that it? Or is this guy a psychopath and, like, she made him a friendship bracelet in fourth grade and he's like,
oh. He's, like, still into it.
Gonna have that. Like, don't.
You're mine.
You don't owe this guy shit. You beat him.
You won.
Justin, I couldn't tell if you were joking or not because you've lost all inflection somewhere in your gravel pit of a voice, but I think you're right, like, about the being absent thing. I don't think there is a good way to interact with this dude after you've broken his tiny, pitiful heart. I think you just need to walk away for a while and then come back and be like, hey, are we cool now?
Are we cool now? Hey, you gotta start, you know? You don't think so? I think you gotta start fresh.
No, fuck that noise. Like, he's not going to chase you off because he advanced and you riposted.
Yeah, it may be actually less awkward for him if you just act like nothing ever happened.
Or more awkward, but regardless, fuck that guy.
It's like getting fired from a job, but then asked to still complete your work.
He's the one who set this off. He set it off, is what I'm saying. So you shouldn't be the one who's like, oh, I better hide.
That's a good question. He should be asking us how to act around.
Hey, I done goofed so hard with my best friend. I goofed.
Guys, I wish I'd asked you before I asked this girl out. Ask us before you do anything.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's and it. Then don't do so it. After you reject him, just look at him and say, you're free to go now.
I've booked you an exciting travel package in the Alps. Get the fuck out of here, Denny.
Get the fuck out of my life, Denny. Griffin.
Yeah, I got you. I was drunk last night, and I ended up asking for Yahoo questions on Twitter like 8 times.
Yeah, you did.
I kept forgetting that I had done it.
You're like, my heart's totally eclipsing.
Yeah.
Give me some Yahoos.
So thank you, everybody, because people responded each and every time. Okay, this one was sent in by Louie Dog. It's by Yahoo Answers user Hams. Hams asks, what's a gnarly catchphrase to say after I score a touchdown? something like, protect this house, or all day, every day.
Oh my god. There's...
Yeah, let me set the bar. KCAM responded, fuck ya, bitches.
Fuck ya, bitches. That's good. That's good.
Maximus Prime says, I like to call that an old-fashioned ass-whooping.
That's a little wordy.
Yeah. I like to... Touchdown. 6 points. I like to call that an old-fashioned ass-whooping. Nobody.
Yeah.
It's got to be simple. It's got to be something you can just project. You can just shoot out like buckshot from your mouth when you get that sweet, good 6-point run. And you pick 6 in a football match.
Didn't crack my pants this time.
Too long.
Damn too long.
It. You gotta shoot, explode. It's just gotta explode. Like, scored him. How about that?
Eat my farts.
Right. See, that's good. If you have, you've just been sacked in the red zone. You just got that pick 6, and you get sacked in the red zone, but you scored him. And you can say, "Eat my farts," and like, there's a bunch of dudes on top of you. Like, but the ball crossed the plane of score. Well, I got the ball past the plane of score. Eat these farts. That's good.
I'm the Superman of points. How about that? That would be pretty good.
How about big game?
Big game?
Yeah, because like you're letting everybody know that this is like a big deal for you.
Well, it's the same age, you just shout momentous.
Best day ever. Did you guys see that?
There are one of any number of Harry Potter spells that you could shout. That
would be perfect.
Flipendo.
Levantarla. No, that's a Spanish word for live.
Expelliarmus.
Yeah. Summon your expecto patronum.
Yeah. Because you want your dad to be able to see it. I wish my dad was here. That's a good one. I wish my dad was alive.
Dad, check this. Pick six.
Hey, ghost dad, peep my moves.
Cosby.
Cosby is so great. Cosby, just yell Cosby.
After you do Cosby I was on that move.
And then do the Cosby dance from the Cosby Show.
I stiff-armed him, and it was straight cause.
Yeah.
No joke, full cause. Cosby swag over here.
Maybe you should use your moment of glory to make a statement that's really important, that's impactful.
Okay.
Maybe you shout, like as soon as you touch down, you're like, free Tibet! Or maybe, yeah. Or maybe, bring back Dunkaroos! Like, yeah. Something like that. That people
those two things are roughly equal on the important spectrum.
And in the spectrum of time I spent thinking about them, they're pretty close to equal.
Mm-hmm. I used to do all my philosophical discussions and ponderings about the state of Tibet while eating Dunkaroos. And I find that without them, it's hard to do the first thing, too.
Exactly. That's exactly my point.
Can we boil this down instead of words? Is there a thing you can do with your body?
Wiener out.
See, but you're covered in so much gear.
Oh,
yeah, right.
It's hard to get to the. It's you have like
maybe a just pantomime wiener out.
Oh, like, you think?
Yeah,
I don't know.
And then kind of like a back and forth swing, which you guys can't see me because I'm of course speaking into a microphone, but I totally just did. Just
I like know
standing
you.
Here going wee.
I've known you for 23 years. I know when you're pretending to pantomime a dick swing.
Maybe pantomime something from another sport. Like, you score a touchdown, then pantomime shooting a free throw.
That's great.
Wouldn't that be... Because people won't know what you're doing.
What if you're, like, Michael Jordan, and you're proficient at every sport, and also my best friend, and then every sport you do something fucking awesome, and then you do a thing from the other sport?
Or, like, one step further, and, like, pantomime reading a book. Pantomime pouring some tea.
Yeah, right, exactly. Kiss one of them on the mouth.
What if you sat on the ground and scooted your butt across the grass like a dog?
Hey, get off there. Hey. Make the ref come over and swat you in the nose.
When you score a touchdown, just kind of meander around and look real confused.
What just... Did I do it?
What was that?
What if while you play football, you just constantly yell what you're doing?
I'm running!
Pass! Yeah. Catch! Sack!
Avoid! Juke! Juke?
Punt?
Steroids.
Fake punt? Oh, shit. No.
Dog fights.
So, Justin, I want you to know, I've never fully appreciated your job as the question reader.
It's hard,
but,
right?
Like, the feeling of when it's time to move on to a new question is something, like, I think it's a science. I think it's an art that I don't have yet.
You
but I feel like
up.
That time is now.
Yeah, the touchdown question.
That was good.
Ended, like, four minutes ago.
I know.
Yeah.
Do aliens exist? My boyfriend is terrified and thinks that he's been abducted before. He watches UFO videos a lot and has shown me some, and sometimes they look very real. It's not that I'm not open to the possibility, I'm just worried that he thinks and worries too much about it. Are they real? What should I do? And that comes from Steph from Gmail.
Is this...
You know what looked real? Independence Day.
Yeah.
Those looked real. Are they real?
Absolutely.
Dude, in this crazy, like, huge universe,
yeah,
I think the chances that we are, like, the only planet with habitation, I mean, it might be true, but I think that is a little ridiculous to assume. But I also think it's ridiculous to assume that if there are other creatures on other planets, they totes want to come down and take us. Like,
no, they'd want to hang out.
Yeah,
we're pretty cool.
Chill.
Well, that's I like think thinking, we're a pretty cool species.
But it's like me thinking that because those people in other countries, they want to come kidnap me. Like, just because other people exist in the world, in the galaxy, doesn't mean they want to come get you.
That's a good question. Maybe they just want to come down and hang.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if they were going to abduct someone, why wouldn't they take, like, George Clooney or the president?
I don't know. What explain to me your thought. Like, why would they take those people?
Well, because they are important.
That's fine, but as we've established, these aliens just want to bro down.
Right, they just want to hang.
They just want to hang with some cool bros and, like, watch a movie or something.
So they just came down to, like, check out the chicken wing situation
and watch. If they came down and they abducted the president, they would be fucked. The whole planet would be on lockdown. Like a full-blown ID4 panic. And nobody, they don't want that to happen.
So the stakes are too high in that situation. So instead, they want to take, like, Jimmy from Sheboygan and just, like, chill. Fucking watch the game, bro out.
Yeah. Crack a Heine. By which I mean a Heineken and not his butt. Although they may do that too, because they're aliens. Those fucking nasty aliens.
Gross.
Up until that moment, aliens were starting to sound pretty cool.
Yeah, that was
always nasty. Always that loophole. By which I mean your butt.
It's not. They're not doing it to. They don't know what they're doing. That's how they talk in their language. They talk telepathically, and.
Butapathic?
Rectolally.
Megalolally.
Suppositorily.
I think, Stephanie, you should tell your boyfriend, I think worrying about aliens is sort of like Todd Snyder, singer-songwriter Todd Snyder, says about gay marriage.
What'd he say?
That's something that worries people that ain't got shit all else to be worried about. And I think that your boyfriend needs to get worried about some real things. Mm-hmm. He needs to worry about you. If you're happy, your happiness, financial stability, that's a real thing. Global warming. Libya. What's going on over there? I don't know.
Super flu? Yeah.
The oncoming pandemic? There's all kinds of shit.
What do you mean oncoming? You sound like...
Well, I'm patient zero, so I'm
like a bunch of rocks in a bucket right now. You've got it already.
You're hurting my feelings.
No, I'm saying it's a good sound. It's okay.
Oh, you like it.
Yeah, but you do sound like a bunch of rocks just shuffling around in a bucket.
Sure, I get it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Griffin, do you have a Yahoo for us that you might be able to toss our way?
Yeah, I have like 66, and I'll do one of them.
Okay, thank you.
This one was sent in by Rob Starobin. Thanks. It's by Yahoo Answers user Mr. Chocolate, who asks... I am looking to start my own porn website. Mm-hmm. I'm serious. Only answer if you have suggestions. We're made of suggestions.
Names?
For content?
I want to start a website because porn is a billion-dollar industry. I feel as though this could be one of the easiest things to do. I visit these sites. Doesn't seem to be much to do. Any suggestions on how to get the site up and running? I can take care of the other details. See, it seems easy, but there's a lot of administrative decisions that you have to make when setting up this sort of, like, you need a business plan, is what I'm saying.
So, wait, I'm confused here as to what exactly he's, like, how to put something on the internet?
I mean, that seems, he doesn't seem to mention any specifics, like...
Yeah, I dig this guy because he's saying... I have lots of videos of women having sex.
Well, do we know it's women? Do we know it's not like alpacas? Do we
I have it's not like video fish? Of something.
Alpaca porn is a billion-dollar industry.
Can you explain to me is it just alpacas fucking?
There's some romance there, too. I mean, it's not just fucking.
Oh, it's all about the story. Yeah. That's what you're saying, the plot.
Yeah. You know, like there's...
It's not about that.
Like an alpaca delivery man rolls up and he's like, hey, I brought these alpacas you were looking for. And she's like, but I've already got 6 alpacas. But then they find that they have a lot in common and then the alpacas fuck.
Okay.
Oh, cool.
I've heard. It sounds like even more story heavy. I mean, it's not that I've ever seen that or anything. I mean, hypothetically.
No. This guy asked for suggestions. Alpacas... Yeah. With fucking, romantically
fucking. Yeah,
I mean, it's sensual. It's not like there's no anger in it or anything. I mean, it's just very sweet. And then they cuddle.
You would probably think there was anger because alpacas make weird noises when they're not fucking. Uh-huh. Like, I can only imagine, right. like, mid-coitus, like, the kind of grunts that those things can produce.
It's the worst.
Well, it sounds like that.
Sounds like Justin mm-hmm. right now.
Yeah. My voice sounds like bourbon-soaked alpacas that have been hit by a car.
And then while fucking.
While fucking. And then they fucked afterwards because they were so happy to be alive.
We made it.
Let's suck the marrow out of this, Deborah.
So
carpe alpaca. Diem.
All right.
Carpe my alpaca tape.
I've got a notepad and a pin out. I'm writing number one, alpaca fucking.
Mm-hmm.
Let's spitball.
What about alpaca farming? I hear that's $1 billion a year industry, too.
That's
as long as we're at it.
You can get
what about Full House slash Vic?
Oh, my Ooh. God.
That always goes down right.
Mm-hmm.
Can you... I almost hesitate to ask.
Don't Google it.
I don't think Damn. You want me to do this.
This is I've been working on this one. This is my magnum opus, you guys. It's a Danny Joey romance.
At this one, I'd call it a novella. It's pretty long.
It's called Late Night San Francisco Danny Joey Meetup.
So workshopping the title.
Workshopping the title, but check it totally out. Gonna give you some rad boners.
And well, it's got,
maybe a little bit of nostalgia, too.
It's got MMM. It's got mm-hmm. MFM.
MFM. And it's got
MMF.
It's got Comet. Comet's in the mix.
Yeah, but I made him an alpaca, so...
They make Kimmy know. Gibbler watch.
I made Comet an alpaca, and I made Kimmy Gibbler watch, so it's a pretty messed up story. Check it out.
Well, you're really going to like the plot twists.
Don't forget to comment if you dig it.
What about fucking ghosts? Has anybody done that yet? Like, about fucking ghosts? Because that opens up a lot of doors. Because it could either be a really hi-fi... like Ghostbusters 2 production where you can fuck any woman in history if you've got the SFX right, if you get Weta Works on that, if you get the like the Peter Jackson Industrial Light and Magic and Sound on that, that could be a high quality, very erotic porno. Or you can lo-fi it and just have you fucking the air and you're like you pretend that you're fucking a ghost. You don't have to have a second party there.
Hey, it's me, Madame Curie. let's do it on top of this stack of Nobel Prizes that I won. You and me, buddy. Oh, I did really? Some work in radioactivity. Now I'm going to do some work on radio dickity. I don't know.
Well, on that note.
Ghosts, Full House, Alpaca. One of those three is sure to be take you right to money.
Or all three. What about oh my all God. Three together?
Yeah. Hey, Danny, I'm yes, Joey. I'm enjoying having sex with you, but what's with this ghostly alpaca
this, you have watching this, us? This spectral tiny llama. What's his deal?
If you could just shore him and make me a coat from his ghost fur, I bet we could fetch a high price. Oh, you're always thinking about money while we're trying to make love.
What do you think about the name?
Classic Joey.
Specter Smut. What do you think about that? I like that? It. Just for a site name.
I like it. You'd have to buy it from that 70s funk band, but I think other than that, you'd be okay.
How do you feel about the name Full House Fuller Buttholes?
I like it a lot.
So I think it's time...
How do you feel about the name?
Oh, God.
You can call me Alpaca Pornography. But you put, like, the emphasis on the owl. Like
I think you can get that URL for sure.
Yeah. We can GoDaddy it. No, we can't. How did that guy fuck up that bad?
Hey, dog, you did a really bad job.
Hey, dog, you owned the internet, basically. Like, anytime anybody's like, I need a website. There's like one dude in the game, or maybe there are more dudes, but in their minds, it's like, oh, this one dude's got this whole game on lockdown, and the only thing you have to do to keep the internet on lockdown was not shoot an elephant. That's the only thing you had to do was not shoot an elephant. You could even shoot an elephant as long as you don't video it and put it on YouTube. You silly bitch, you had the internet.
Do that in your secret time. Don't tell people about it. I like to shoot things I shouldn't do, but I don't go around squawking.
Yeah, I'm sure Facebook like organizes his own like bum fight rings.
Yeah,
but god damn, he's got the common sense not to put it on the YouTube. Don't shoot elephants, everybody.
That's what happened? Do people like elephants? Yeah, dude. Like, everybody likes elephants, I think.
Everybody loves elephants. And Raymond.
Hey, Griffin. Mm-hmm. If you want to see elephants, you got to take a journey.
Oh, man.
A trip.
All right. I can already tell this is not your best.
But I'm not in the mood to see elephants, so I'd rather take a trip to the Muddy Zone. What you expecting?
I just want a touch of class.
You thought I'd do it again? Do it with something more insightful,
guys. This is a special Muddy Zone trip.
Oh, good.
It's our first personal message. It's from listener Tony Zito, and Tony Zito wants to thank his lovely friend, whose name is Grace, because Grace is looking after his cat for 6 weeks while Tony Zito is in Tibet. I don't know what he's doing. I'm assuming he's in Tibet just partying.
Just or hanging. Freeing him.
Maybe he's freeing him. And bringing Dunkaroos back into style. Grace is doing this shit for free. Have you guys ever taken care of a cat before?
No.
It's hard work. It's like the hardest work. So he provided us with funds, and we are shouting her out. Travis, why don't you say something nice about Grace?
She sounds really great.
Oh, God.
And I trust her not to kill that cat.
You fucking dumb shit. It's right there on the sheet.
Just read the sheet. No, okay, here. She is obviously the sweetest and a great friend.
Well, if you're going to be shitty about it.
God damn it. I think we need to hire her to watch you for a week.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sure that Tony's cat, Perbella, is super grateful.
Yeah.
Griffin's a lot like Grace because he's going to have to clean up your shit for a month.
Hey, do you guys know where these crazy kids met?
No.
Tell me.
The Maximum Funtastic Convention, which is shortened to Max FunCon.
I did not know that.
That's not true. But they met there. If you guys want to meet some friends, you're going to have to wait till next year because I'm pretty sure it's all sold out. But man, that joint's going to be a party, I bet.
It's going to be blown up. She has a little bit of a TV addiction, from what I hear.
What do you think she's into right now?
I don't know. He's got that sweet cable. She's probably really into a show about cake. There seems to be a lot of that these days.
Yeah. Cake Wives.
Cake Wives. About sister the wives cake. Of men who make cakes. Sister Cake about cakes that are sisters.
Cake, I love this cake. If you love this cake so much, why don't you marry it? I already did. Sister Cakes.
I like Cake Hunters International because they go all over the country and look for the greatest cake.
Have you guys ever watched River Cake Monsters?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, you know what? I like Dirty Cakes with Mike Rowe.
Yeah.
Get this. Hey. This cake has a tire on it.
Why did you leave my cake in a sewage treatment plant?
This cake is ruined. It's ruined. The cake.
So, she has her own business cleaning houses and taking care of babies.
What's it called? Give me a name. Or give her a name.
What?
For a business.
Babes and Suds.
Babes and Suds. Scrub yeah.
Baby with the bathwater.
Baby and bathwater.
Bathwater, yes! You nailed it. Thank you. So, thank you to Grace.
Thank you, Grace. Thank you, Tony. You guys are going to be best friends forever.
For life.
For life.
And if you ever split up, don't tell us about it.
Well, like breakup, like friend breakup?
Yeah, friend breakup.
Okay. Oh, maybe that'll happen if Perbella, say, goes on a trip to heaven.
To a farm with a lot of other kitties. That's not funny. Don't joke about a man's cat dying.
Okay, I won't. Perbella's fucking dead. What's up? But listen, we don't just do personal messages on the show. We like businesses, too.
I prefer business, actually.
Grace, you're great, but you're not a business.
I have a heart for industry, my mom always said.
We're tycoons of business.
Robber barons.
We're carpetbaggers of the business industry.
Cool. So is there a business route?
I don't know. I just want to keep going.
You think there's, is there any certain business, or just like we celebrate the idea of corporate?
Well, let me pitch to you this.
Okay, hit me.
Have you ever wished that you lived, we'll say, a decade in the future, 10 whole years in the future, where business is no more? It's a dystopian wasteland, business free.
Okay. I never wished that. Can it be like a one of those futures where like businesses run the whole show?
Okay, so not dystopian. It's fully topian.
I'm the last free man, though. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm the last, like, non-corporate man.
When everyone else is branded with the sigils of industry, Justin is free.
I'm on the run.
Justin's on the run in the desert.
I need flexibility. Drinking. I need something flattering.
Yes.
To wear. Yeah.
You need, obviously, this is a ballsy move, so you need something that is really going to showcase your whole dick to the people, to the business tycoons
it's,
that you're
It's going
to
make your
from.
Dick so aerodynamic. It's not even funny.
Your dick will seem like it's been fletched by an arrow maker for maximum.
The finest arrow maker.
My dick has been fletched by the finest arrow maker, and now it sails through the wind.
Whoosh. Thank you, Root Suit.
This innovation is called a Root Suit. I don't think we can describe it with our voices. A Root Suit is really something you need to Google, and you will Google it, and you will say it does look like his dick's been fletched. Or vagina. Since these are high quality suits for ladies and men.
What are they, Griffin? What are they?
All right. They're very futuristic, first off, just off the bat. They are flatteringly on your frame. They hug. It's like wearing a suit that's hugging you the entire time.
What is the purpose of this? Why would I wear this suit?
To look futuristic.
Okay.
And the details that were provided, it says it's great for Harry Potter fans.
Oh, yeah.
I don't understand that.
Don't recall.
Is it maybe for, like, sporting events? Like, I'd wear a multicolored Root suit and I'd root for the home team?
It could be that. I think you're making a statement Root suit.
In this economy, I think that the greatest thing about it is 100% American, not one of those foreign Root Suits you hear about. They are based in New Orleans, 100% American made.
Do you know what it is? If you want to look like Pepsi Man,
and I do
all the time, then this shit will make you look like Pepsi Man. It's a good look.
It's a cool look. If you go to rootsuit.com/MBMBAM. You can get a special discount too, $15 off.
That's ridiculous.
And if you go to their front page, you can get a Root Suit for $1.
Listen, there's so many applications for a Root Suit. Sports, interpretive dance.
Scaring the fuck out of your kids.
Oh my God, these things are kind of fucking scary. But just because you can't see their face if you're
superheroing, obviously.
Oh God, yes.
If you want to recreate the putties from Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
There you go.
And who doesn't?
So they want people to like their Facebook page.
If you're too broke for Spanx.
Yeah.
It's like full body Spanx.
These are full body Spanx. Oh, man. You know what? I need to tone down my neck. If I could just like Spanx my neck down a little bit. Root suited.
Root suited. So go to rootsuit.com/MBAM.
Get a discount.
Get that discount. Go like their Facebook page. You're going to love the way your balls look.
We all know that everybody's Googling Root Suit right now because they want to know what it looks like. And I think everybody's going to be pretty pleased with the outcome of their Goog.
I think you're going to like what you see.
And if you want to use your Root Suit to show your fandom of MBMBAM, let's pick a color. What color should it be to support my brother, brother and me? Yellow?
Bright yellow. Yeah.
You want people to look like a PB person?
Mm-hmm. I want them to look
and
like
then write mustard across your chest.
Yes. I would appreciate that. At least as long as it's condiment themed or condom themed. And you're going to like what you see when you Google
if
Root
you
Suit.
If you get a yellow like Root Suit, a red Root Suit, and like a green Root Suit and do like mustard, ketchup, and relish, you'll be like the coolest fucking people at the ball game.
But people are going to know that that's my bim bam. Like we're not... We're not
right. None of the air. We're just really into toppings.
Yeah. Hi, we're the condiment brothers.
But we'll know. Us. We'll know.
Griffin.
Oh my God, I have to do a jingle.
Yeah, and I need you to do a jingle about Tony Zito's friend Grace.
Okay.
And Root Suits.
Oh, well, that should be easy to portmanteau. Let me just portmanteau that together.
Thank you.
Oh my God, I really forgot.
No pre-pro? No pre-pro on this one?
All right. That's my chord progression.
All the best songs start out with the singer saying, that's my chord progression.
Who's that whispering in the trees? It's two sailors and they're on leave. Pipes and chains and swinging hands. Who's your daddy? Yes, I am. Fat cat came to play. Now he can't run fast enough. You had best stay away when the pushers come to shove. Root suit riot. Root suit riot. Grace. Grace, it's time to feed the cat. Throw back a bottle of beer. Pull a comb through that cat's black hair. Root suit riot, yeah. Root suit riot. Root suit riot. Nope.
No, I loved it. That's nope. rootsuit.com/MBBAM. Travis hit me with a new question.
Root suit riot. I think if I took it to the minor.
You're done. You're out. Travis, next.
I'm a young college student, and I'm having some issues with my wardrobe. You see, I really like dress shirts because I feel like they make me look classier, even on a bad day, so I tend to wear them a lot. I also have a nice, shiny silver watch that I wear to try to class myself up as well. The issue is that, because we are in college, a lot of my friends don't feel like putting in the effort to avoid looking sloppy unless they're going out. And when I'm hanging out with them, I feel awkward and overdressed. Is there a way to beat this feeling without having to hang up the dress shirts for good, or do I just have to surrender to the slob and stop giving a shit? Hopefully, handsome Hawkeye.
Ooh.
I think you should always look as classy as you possibly can.
Yeah, I completely agree.
No one.
Do you guys know that every time we record this show, I'm wearing sleep pants and I'm wearing a t-shirt, but I'm also wearing a boutonniere.
That's fancy. I like that. Nice. That's a classy touch.
I'm wearing a cummerbund and nothing else.
I am also wearing a cummerbund, and that's where I keep the boutonniere pin.
Wow. I think that, you know, like, I've never. I think if you got to be one of them, you got to be overdressed or underdressed. You always want to be overdressed.
Yeah, sure.
You always want to be the classiest guy in the place.
Because you can flip that around if somebody's like, hey, what's up, Fancy Pants McGee? And you'd be like, yeah, I look nice. Like, I look nice, and I feel nice about the way I look.
Yeah, I look nice.
You know what? I don't think I've ever felt too overdressed to go somewhere, but I've definitely felt too underdressed. Like, when I've just finished, like, building a set and I'm covered in paint and dirt and everything, I'm not going out somewhere classy like that. But, man, it always feels nice to get dressed up. Like,
I did one time wear khakis to a comic book convention, to Mid-Ohio Con, and I actually got some shit from people there.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well, that's because khakis are like the worst clothing ever.
Yeah. I was young. I didn't know.
Yeah, I know. I have a certain amount of vehemence toward khakis. I hate them.
Because you got to wear them for work?
Well, that and like khakis say, hey, I want to get dressed up, but without all the hassle of getting dressed up. Like, it's just such a slobby commitment to getting dressed up. Just put on some dress pants and commit to it.
So you're saying khakis are like fancy ugly jeans, basically.
Yes.
Like fancy ugly sweatpants.
Yes, that's exactly what it is.
They're supposed to be fancy, but everybody knows they're actually totally cash.
Yep.
Fuck khakis. That's our new motto.
Fuck khakis.
Fuck khakis.
You also get the benefit of, you get the benefit with dressing too classy. It's a lot easier to unclass an outfit. You know, untuck the shirt, undo a button. It's a lot easier to do that than it is to, like, tuck in your t-shirt and straighten your collar on that you don't have.
I was gonna say, that's a fucked up t-shirt.
Yeah, pretty gross t-shirt.
Is that the new style?
I guess. I can't keep up.
I think that from what I remember of college, God knows, I never understood the idea of like rolling out of bed and rolling up to class in like pajama pants and scuzzy t-shirt and shit. Like, I don't get it. It seems like you're putting so much effort into looking like you didn't put any effort into your outfit. Like, yeah. I just don't get it. Like, I don't get, hey, we're young, attractive people, so let's make ourselves look like shit. Like, just put in a little effort. Clean yourselves up.
Yeah, you're in your sexual prime.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get some partners going. Don't waste it on that.
Take those sweatpants off. Take off those fucking khakis and get yourself some partners.
Get yourself some partners. You're in your sexual prime. Dress to impress.
You're good to go.
Dress to undress.
Dress to undress, yes. That's magical, Travis. You hit a go get that on a t-shirt.
It's already done.
Not a t-shirt. Or a dress shirt.
On a dress shirt.
Get an airbrushed dress shirt.
Do you guys want a Yahoo?
Yes, please.
Yeah, give me a Yahoo.
Too bad. You don't get one.
What?
Instead, guys, you know what we did? We tore another page off of our Gregory Hines calendar. We tore it right off, and we threw it away, and now it says Abril.
Ah, shit.
It's time for a new monthly observance.
God damn it.
I did not put in the pre-pro required to choose one, so we're going to have to do it like we did it last month.
Oh, good. That was much better, I thought.
I'm just going to name off some shit, and when you think we've struck gold, then we'll just dig right into that thing.
Okay.
It's like pre-pro during. It's like during pro.
Cur-pro.
Cur-pro.
Atlanta Food and Wine Month.
No.
I don't know why Atlanta's getting its own shit. Brussels Sprouts and Cabbage Month.
Meh.
Cranberries and Gooseberries was.
There it is.
That's pretty funny.
I didn't know.
That's pretty good.
I didn't know gooseberries was an actual thing.
Yeah. Go figure.
Go fig. Emotional Overeating Awareness Month.
It makes me really disgusted when people overeat. Is that an emotion? Does that count? I'm repulsed by you, Becky.
Grilled Cheese Month.
What's there to say? Who doesn't? Who doesn't love grilled cheese yet?
It is Grange Month. But I don't know if that means it's Lagrange month, because I can totally get it.
Wow.
It's
We're free.
Hey.
That's good, Travis.
Thank you.
I might be mistaken.
It's like having the top right here. I wish I could stop you, though. That's a different.
No, just keep going. Keep going. We'll just, the rest of the podcast is going to be Travis singing Lagrange. And I'll do the guitar part. Holy Humor Month.
What?
I think Holy Humor Month is our best one so far. There's also Home Improvement Time, which I love because it's not exclusively a month. It's just the time of home improvement.
It's an entire month to appreciate the comedy of Tim Allen.
Have you ever wondered what Jonathan Taylor Thomas is doing these days? It doesn't matter. All of Home Improvement's on DVD. Just go get it.
Month of the Young Child. Okay. National Decorating Month. That seems awfully.
Can I say something about Tim Allen?
Uh-huh.
I don't care for the man's comedy.
Personally. All right, let's just hold on. Let's stop. Let's just do Home Improvement Time.
Okay.
Home Improvement. I want to say something about Tim Allen. This is a public service message from your friends and my brother and me.
Okay.
I don't enjoy the man's comedy myself. But do you realize what kind of a salesman you have to be to walk into a studio exec's office and say, I'm going to make a show about a guy who hosts a home improvement show, and he has a fat bearded friend and a man that lives in a fence. Can I have $1 million?
Let's run this for 12 seasons.
I want to run this it's going to run for 12 years. It's about a man in a fence and a dwarf.
When you say man in a fence, he sounds like some sort of fable. Hi, my name is Wilson. I'm a fable. I'm your neighbor. Here's some wisdom.
He did grant wishes.
Do you guys?
Everybody on that show, I think they all like sort of simultaneously realized they weren't going to do any better work, and then just kind of fell off, right?
Do you know how many executive producers that show had?
I'm bet you're going to tell me.
9. That just seems
so. Here's the public service message, okay?
Okay.
Feel like your life is directionless? Mm-hmm. They probably need someone to executive produce home improvement. Why not go over there, put in an app? My brother, right?
That show's been off the air like 13 whole years.
But they're still making it.
Well, what are these guys doing?
I mean, they're still making it. It's just not being released anymore.
We still make Home Improvement. You might not see it.
It was part of that. You know how we have a strategic oil reserve? We have a strategic reserve of Home Improvement episodes.
The price of Home Improvement is so high, we have got to bring it down. Somebody send out some VHSs.
Well, ever since the war in Libya started and Muammar Gaddafi started like hoarding his home improvement, like we've had to start slowly releasing our home improvement to keep the costs down.
Hey, we don't. Guess what, Mr. President? We don't approve of trading young soldiers' blood for episodes of Home Improvement.
Yeah,
that is not acceptable. Do you know how we're going to fix that situation in Libya, though? For real. Do you know how we're gonna fix it? How we're gonna air it out?
How, Griffin?
Wait, I have a guess.
How?
More power.
Yes. Here. Let's do some actual PSAs. Hey. Well, that's not PSAs. Don't start out with hey. They're barely that conversation. We'll do it anyway. Hey, if you see Zachary Ty Bryan on the street, why don't you give him a buck or two? He could really use the help. My brother.
I know it seems like a good idea at the time, but don't put a V8 engine in a dishwasher. It only leads to pain. My brother and me.
Who? My brother and me.
Richard Karn is swag as fuck. My brother and me. Dude,
don't let Richard Karn turn into the next Ray Combs. Tell him how much you appreciate him today. My brother.
Have you hugged a Richard Karn today?
We think can't find your keys? Check Richard Karn's beard. My brother. Did you put my keys up there again, Dick Karn?
I put my keys Karn? In Dick Karn's beard in 1994. They were ne'er seen again.
That's where we keep the reserves.
That'd be a good thing to shout after a touchdown. It's just Richard Karn's name. Karn?
I want to hear Griffin's last question. But first, Travis is going to tell you about some of our housekeeping items.
Well, thank you, Justin. So coming up, I think most of you know by this point, I hope that we have a live show coming up in Chicago. You can go to MaximumFun.org for ticket information and stuff like that. So, you know, if there's still tickets available, you should probably go ahead and buy them.
That's the worst pitch ever.
What else are you doing on April 17th?
It's going to be us. It's going to be JJ Go. At Second City, it's going to be fucking killer. It's going to be the best night ever. This party is going to be so fun, you will die. Dan Telfer's going to be there. So goddamn funny. Go buy a ticket, dummy. It's $12, and it's my birthday.
Come see Griffin for his birthday.
Come see me on my birthday party. We're going to go out afterwards. I'm going to die on drinks. My dad's going to be there. We're going to hang out.
Okay, chill.
It's going to be me. It's going to be Justin. It's going to be Travis. Dan Telfer, Jordan, Jesse, and my dad, and we're all hanging. Where are you? Okay. You're not there because you didn't pay $12 for a ticket because you're a dummy.
Cheapo.
You're a dummy cheapo.
All right, that was good.
And you hate
birthdays.
That was
birthdays. A good pitch. If you're going to be there, you want a question answered, email us. We want you to email us a question if you're going to be at the Chicago show. Put something in the subject like Chicago Live question or something so we know what it is.
Because we and then we'll humiliate you.
We will savage you.
Yeah. But it'll be a good
time. Keep that in mind. It'll be fun.
This is my birthday. My dad will be there.
Also, if you're interested in becoming a citizen of the Money Zone, getting your Money Zone green card with Gerard Depardieu, then you're going to want to contact Teresa Thorne, and that's Teresa@maxfun.org, and that's Teresa with an H, and she'll give you all the pricing info and availability and stuff like that. And just let her know, and you guys should totes hook that up. Totes.
What?
You should like totally hook that up. You know, let's move on.
If you do this, you get a free tote bag.
No, that's not true.
Nope, that's not true. Not at all.
You get a totes umbrella.
What if I want to talk about how uncomfortable it made me that you just said totes hook it up? Where should I go to do
well,
that?
Well, then you should go to the forums on MaximumFun.org and talk about this episode and other episodes from other Max Fun shows and stuff like that. Or just use it to, you know, connect with people and hang out and build, like, a community and stuff. I'm not very good at these.
I love it.
I'm You're so really terrible bad at these. Just the finish worst, it up. I would say. Just finish it up.
Finish.
Like, pulling off
finish
a Band-Aid.
Finish it up.
Also, we're on Twitter. We're on Twitter, you know, at MBMBAM if you want to send us a message. But we prefer that you use hashtag MBMBAM for any messages about the show, you know, quotes from the show, anything like that. Let us know if you're going to be at the live show. It's exciting to find out people are excited about it. We're also all individually on there, but, you know, we're not as funny separate. We're like Voltron.
I don't know about that.
No?
Well, when I get drunk and solicit Yahoo Answers 8 times in a single night, I think that's pretty fucking funny.
That's follow-worthy, I'd say.
I'd say that's very followable.
Some people have been hooking us up with shout-outs on Twitter this week, like Green Cardigan 5, converted a friend. That's my Trunks. Our buddy Fred says episode 15 is the best starter for a new fan. Michelle Mittens is just the best, always.
100% of the time.
Sean MD listens to 8 episodes in a row.
Oh, God.
He's a doctor. He's a physician.
That's a terrible...
He listened to 8 episodes.
He shouldn't be qualified to touch people after doing
I got a prescription. Slow down.
Yeah, you got a problem.
Yeah. I got to diagnose you with a terminal case of yucks.
Guys, are we trending?
It's hard to say. How can you monitor that?
I think there's probably an app.
These are the things that are trending right now.
Okay, are we any of these things?
Let's see. Are we hashtag things that piss me off? Hashtag mm-hmm. since we being honest.
Okay.
Okay. Hashtag Wiz follow me. Jonas are much better.
Oh my god.
Lovato World Tour 2011.
Oh. That's us. That's actually us. That's the name of our live show.
Jonas are much better. Here's the top tweet on that one. Jonas are much better because they taught me that there's more to life than just to live. That instead of just hoping, I need to start trying. Thanks, Joe Bros. Thanks for the message.
Joe Bros changed me.
All right, Griffin, in this show.
This final question, which, by the way, guys, thanks for sticking around. This is a weird ep, and you made it to the end. We'll never do another one like this again unless Justin's pussy immune system is fragile, tiny. Listen to him, little pussy baby. Thank you. Thank you.
I tried my best.
You did good. We're all very proud of you. It's not your fault. It's your larynx. It's by, this one was sent in by James Ousts. Thank you, James. It's Yahoo Answers user Black Justin Bieber, bitches.
Okay.
And yeah, that name really comes right at you. Says, basketball, colon. What is verified swag, and where can I purchase it?
I'm Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin, verified swag McElroy.
This is my brother me. Kiss your dad. Square on the lips.
Keep your heart, 3 stacks. Keep your heart. Hey, keep your heart, 3 stacks. Keep your heart. Man, these girls are smart, 3 stacks. These girls are smart. Play your part.